Hi guys, this is Christy and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So yesterday in court and on the road, a lot of people are debating about homosexuality. And today, let's put aside whether or not we agree with this whole thing and look at it at a scientific aspect. And so today we have a video called Why Is There Homosexuality? And turns out it might have some scientific evidence that points out something about evolution. So let's take a look. It may have evolved in order to promote social bonding amongst humans. This is the first study of its kind to find discrete evidence that our need to bond with others actually increases our openness to engaging in homosexual behavior. It may have evolved in order to promote social bonding amongst humans. This is the first study of its kind to find discrete evidence that our need to bond with others actually increases our openness to engaging in homosexual behavior. 那我们首先来看的第一个字呢是 evolve。evolve 呢有逐步完成啊，或者是演化的意思。那如果要讲一个东西演化成什么，我们可以用 evolved into， 像是说 the debate evolved into a fight， 这场辩论呢，演化成一场打架。那如果要讲说什么东西是从哪一个东西演化而来，会用 evolve from， 像是我们可以说 a theory points out that humans evolved from apes， 有一个理论呢指出，人类啊是从猩猩或者是猿猴类演化而来。那它的名词呢则是 evolution。是发展啊，或者是进展的意思。那它的重音在 lu 的地方 ，e 是发微笑的嘴型 a， 那 o 呢就发短音 e 的音，所以是发 evolution。那很久以前啊，达尔文写过一本书叫做《演化论》，就是 theory of evolution， 就是这个 evolution。那有一个字呢，跟他们两个都长得很像，前面只加了一个 r， 那就会把 evolve 呢变成 revolve。那 revolve 呢有旋转啊，或者是自转的意思。那像是我们可以说 the earth revolves around the sun， 指的就是地球绕着太阳转。可是这边有一个有另外一个字呢叫做 orbit， 那 orbit 呢则是指公转的意思。同样的呢我们也可以说 the earth orbits the sun， 指的就是地球绕着太阳运行。那回到刚刚 revolve 这一个字呢，我们也可以说就是可能两个人在谈恋爱的时候啊，可能有一个人的世界会绕着另外一个人转。那这样的说法呢，我们就可以说 I feel like my world revolves around his， 我的世界好像以他为中心在自转这样。还有一个比较跟它无关的则是另外一个名词叫做 revolution， 指的则是革命的意思，像是我们讲到工业革命啊，就会说是industrial revolution。再我们来看 promote 呢指的是晋升的意思，那像是我们讲到工作上啊得到升迁啊或晋升都会讲这个 promotion。 那记得他们的 o 呢只有发短音 e 的音，所以只有发 pr 的音， promote 跟 promotion。 再我们来看是 discrete 呢指的是分离的或者是不连接的。那其实这个字的比较少用到，那我们更常听到另外一个 discrete 呢拼法微微的不一样，可是后面一样都是发长音 e 的音，指的是谨慎的，像是我们可以说 he made a discrete reply， 他谨慎的做了答复。再我们要来看的是 increase 呢指的是增加的意思，那我们可能可以照说with the increased popularity he decided to hire more bodyguards， 就是他随着他增加的名气啊，所以他名气大增，他决定要雇佣多一些保镖。那他的反义词呢只是 decrease， 那他们的重音不太一样， increase 的重音是在 cr 的地方，可是 decrease 呢只是在最前面，指的是减少的意思。那我们可以说 our need for sugar decreases over time， 我们对于糖分啊所需的摄取的量呢会随着时间而减少。最后我们来看的是 engage 呢指的是吸引的意思，那 a 呢是发 a 的音，那 g 则是 j， engage。那它也当然有指占用的意思，像是可能很多大学生的履历表上面会写说 I spend a lot of time engaging in extracurricular activities， 我花非常多的时间在做一些课外活动。那如果它的形容词呢则是 engaging， 也有迷人的意思。那还有另外一个名词呢则是 engagement， 那这个呢则是指订婚的意思。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. It may have evolved in order to promote social bonding amongst humans. This is the first study of its kind to find discrete evidence that our need to bond with others actually increases our openness to engaging in homosexual behavior. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I personally think that no matter what your stance toward this issue is, it is still very important to practice English every day. And so remember to leave your comments in the sections below. And I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!